This is a Brian Fredworm McGregor production, and no part, whole or otherwise, is to be copied, duplicated, reproduced, or transmitted in any form, way, manner, or type without the express written permission of the sole owner, Brian Fredworm McGregor, 2021. The Third of Sides, Season 1, Episode 5. The Walker's Vines, written wholly by Brian Fredworm McGregor in late March 2021. So Mitch was, well, quite a quiet kind of guy. He took his dog for walks down the forest through the industrial park at the side of a heavily wooded area where he once played as a kid. And I guess he formed happy memories as such there. Not just with friends, but with family too. You know, with his mum being the only family member then. You see, it was a long time ago when he was younger and went there with his mum, whom he misses terribly. And so in that respect, he retraces old footsteps that he once enjoyed with, strangely enough, their dog. And now his dog, called Rover, which did exactly that, rove everywhere with him, and once them. So even though it's only been a year as such, it seems much longer to Mitch, much, much longer. It truly feels like a long time ago. Anyway, for many years his mother, who was a big fan of flowers, well, she would take seeds and plant them down the forest. The exact same ones that were there already. It's just that they needed a gentle hand as such, in that they just kept on getting pinched by other ones. So each spring they would wander up the woods, come forest, and in the grassed areas between zones she would plant flowers, well, seeds in the grass, which wasn't far from the pond. The mist always seemed to be rolling out or rising from and across the pond over to the grass area as such, extending away from the water and pond edges. In any case, I mean, those flowers were there anyway. They just kept on getting harvested as such, you know, by everyone, anyone, and well, even animals had a bash at trimming them back somewhat. Kayla, the mother, was just replenishing the field in a way, so its beauty was preserved. Michaela then adds, "Nature would preserve my beauty too if it could, Mitch. It really would, you know. It was much more beautiful before she had Mitch as a baby, you know. Although, that was going back many, many, many odd years ago. As he knew, things were just kind of different, like life, living, and, well, the way things were lived, and many other values too, you know, but that was then, as in then, then. Michaela often joked, whatever happened, the flowers would be looked after, and she would come back, year in, year out, to do so, no matter what the weather was like. Mitch just laughed a little, feeling somewhat embarrassed for his mum and her rather wild ideas. He told his mum, "Your ideas are as wild as those flowers, mum," before then laughing. "You will see, lad, you will see," she says. The years passed, and they both grew older as such, wiser too, you know. Although seemingly, this was already present in Michaela, who was now just growing a little frailer as time passed. And I guess Mitch was too. Mitch and Michaela went their separate ways as such, if you know what I mean, eventually, you know. She, Michaela herself, went back to nature, and he himself visited nature. It's nature just acting naturally, as itself does. When it's my time, it's naturally my time, Michaela once said. Well, anyway, the last time Michaela was up there in the woods as such, well, it was her last wish, a goodbye, you know, that whilst it wasn't good, it was the best nature could offer, could give at the time. That was the last year, the last year, the last day of spring at that. And as usual, she managed to litter the seeds everywhere in the early morning dew, with the mist drifting from across a pond onto the grass green area between. It just happened to be the same each year, a coincidence, and that was all to it. For Mitch afterwards, it had been a long, long year, and he went a-wandering with Rover, roving through to that grass area, filled later on with flowering flowers. The second Mitch got to the grassy bit, this year, the first without his mum, well, Rover laid down immediately, and as per usual, like every other year, wouldn't move for some reason at all. Well, Mitch, you know, he just stood there and gaped at Rover, who was flat down and such on his belly, while staring straight ahead, just like always. For about 30 seconds, Mitch gazed at Rover as he lay there motionless, like he always did, each and every year. "What's wrong, boy? What's wrong? What's wrong? What's..." At that point, Rover whimpers almost, a very light whimper, but then yet, so, so lightly. "What's up, boy? What's up? Hmm? What's up, boy?" He then looked forward to where Rover was staring, and to his astonishment, a beautiful yet ghostly figure was out in the heavily misty grassy area, where the flowers grew, where they bloomed each summer, where his mum planted those seeds as such. It was a very beautiful lady, and Mitch stood there in awe. The figure turns to look at Mitch, all in white, and holds her finger to her mouth in a way that he recognises, then smiles, adding, "You needn't see anything, but didn't I tell you I would tend the flowers? Nature looks after nature. Didn't I tell you that too?" The rising mist flows around her. However, instead of coming inland from the pond like every other year, it's flowing back out towards the pond. Mitch still stands in complete awe and watches her. A carpet of swirling mist blows gently around her feet and upper body somewhat, a little, as she moves, as she walks, ever so slowly back to the pond, where she just blends into the beyond, the backdrop of the pond as such. Here the mist then disperses quickly as the last of it reaches the pond, almost like it was truly following her. This Miss was now following this lady, his mum as such, somewhat quicker and quicker. Although that didn't matter, as he knew and it dawned upon him, he could now see his mum once a year, every year, as she tended those flowers and the carpet of them which grew in that grassy, wild plot. Just like always. He was so happy, he could have wept with happiness. Mitch just stands there with his hands on his upper thighs, you know, almost hips and smiles, a pursed smile. And you did, Mum. And you did. He then shakes his head, tripping over almost every word, which bamboozles even himself, as he's quite a good talker normally. What do you make of that, Rover, eh? What exactly, eh? Nature looks after nature. It does what's natural to it naturally. It doesn't do anything but half, eh, Rover? Yeah. You knew, Mum, he says whilst wagging his finger. You knew. He gently tips his head and pretends to tip a hat as such in respect. The flowers that summer grew, and they grew stronger, taller and bigger in that field. And none were picked, not a single one. Not even one. Anyway, at that point Mitch and Rover turn around. Mitch just looks at the packet of seeds, then looks at Rover, adding, "This was your idea today." Yeah, it was. Ah, boy. Rover stands up fully now, with his tongue and tail wagging rapidly. They both wander back across the industrial park, homeward bound as such, with Rover in tow, who's plodding about all daft, and attempting to half bark whilst wagging his tail in sheer glee. Looks like our garden, Rover, will be that second grassy place as such, with wildflowers, eh, Rover? And that's what he did. Nature looks after nature. It does what's natural to it, naturally. The end. This was a Brian Fredward MacGregor production, and no part, whole or otherwise, is to be copied, duplicated, reproduced or transmitted in any form, way, manner or type without the express written permission of its sole owner, Brian Fredward MacGregor, written in late March 2021.